Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I have switched mics back to my normal microphone. Matthew Rothschild is taking off right now. If you saw me on Facebook, it'd be fun because I just pushed the other mic away as if it was
crowded
me.
Yeah.
But someone I don't like to push away is Matthew Rothschild. He's fantastic. Gave us a lot of really good information and good insight on being inside on the hearings and the arguments for gerrymandering, which are few and far between. In fact, I think one of them is just Voss is part of the original stuff, but Lemahieu, I think he's inherited it and just, you know, like a person with no moral or conscience, just takes on whatever he's given and says, this is my new view of things. I don't know. I'm assuming. I don't really know the guy very well, but it's a bunch of crap what he's advocating for, so good for him.
Yeah, well, his whole argument for a lot of the things, like when we didn't get any of the – there were no appointments that took place for Evers' cabinet, essentially. Most of his cabinet-level officials were sitting waiting for confirmation still from the state Senate, and LeMahieu's response was, well, I wasn't the majority leader last session.
Wasn't so my fault. I didn't do anything.
Not my
totally
problem.
Fine. I'm supportive of these people who change the rules and change the entire, nature of how the governor interacts with the legislature a month before Evers was inaugurated.
Those lame duck legislation.
Lame duck legislation to completely change the relationship of the and the power structure that the governor has. And Scott Walker, the former governor, because he doesn't have any sort of, you know, ill will or anything like that, because he's a sore loser and basically just a loser in general, decided to sign off on it because that's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. Stuff that he had that the legislature granted him and powers were taken away for Governor Evers. That's really good. But then they complain that he doesn't get to do anything. The Republicans, they will shoot you in the foot and then complain that you can't walk because that's how they do things. And rather than try and come up with, I don't know, anything that maybe addresses the will of the people in any sort of good or meaningful way, they do end-arounds and pretend that things don't exist. Right now, Robin Voss and Devin Lemahieu are going to have to basically pretend that the hundreds of people that are there to talk about fair maps don't exist.
Yeah, they're going to pretend like today never happened, and they're just going to continue going about the way that they're going to go about. And it's really unfortunate that we're not seeing the will of the people represented here in Wisconsin.
Speaking of things that should have never happened, and maybe we need to go and address that again, I'm going to read a statement that should not have to be released.
Like I said, we're going to share this statement with the audience, but I told Brian ahead of the show when we were prepping for it, we live in the weirdest timeline that this is necessary.
Yeah, this is a necessary thing right now, yep. and it was released in the wake of, let's say, Senator Ted Cruz and a whole bunch of people in pretty much every the crazy people in school board meetings, you know, giving, I don't know, Nazi salutes.
Well, Nazi salutes. And then you also got people comparing vaccine mandates or mask mandates as the same thing that the Third Reich did, and comparing them to being the affected population of the Holocaust. And it's very unsettling. So let's share the statement, Brian.
And this is from the Milwaukee Jewish Federation. And the contact is Jeff Jones, but this is the Milwaukee Jewish Federation. The Milwaukee Jewish Federation is dismayed by the increasingly frequent Holocaust comparisons being made in local public discourse, as well as on social and news media. Invoking Nazi imagery and rhetoric to express a position on public health protocols and other current issues that do not involve the systematic genocide of an entire people trivializes the brutal murders of the 6 million Jews and 5 million other human beings. It harms the Jewish community and others by dishonoring the memories of family and loved ones who were killed, as well as needlessly stirring up painful experiences of Holocaust survivors and their descendants. And then goes on to say, while individuals are entitled to their opinions on public policies, making false equivalencies to the Holocaust must be condemned because they open the door to Holocaust denial and other forms of dangerous anti-Semitism. The Jewish community calls on our elected officials, community leaders, and engaged citizens to stop using the Holocaust to make political points. It is unacceptable, and those who do so must be held accountable. I myself am guilty of the same thing. I have intimated things that seem to be like it. I try and mitigate those circumstances or try to qualify those statements. But again, I've heard Dems comparing the Trump administration to Hitler's administration. And, you know, while there are comparisons to possibly be drawn and or the strategies involved, taking it to that level may not be necessarily a good thing, even though we live in the world where the hot take is really important. And you want to use extreme examples to go and prove points that they're trying to make.
Yeah.
Maybe this is not one we should be doing anymore.
Yeah. No, it's an interesting... The fact that this statement has to come out is just, it shows us how far our public rhetoric has really fallen. And it's disheartening, the fact that we had an individual here in the Wisconsin legislature making comparisons to the Holocaust as well, just recently. And it's
just yesterday, one of our trolls decided to we're talking about trains.
Yeah.
We're talking about mass transit and decided to bring up the Holocaust and trains.
Yeah. And
in reference to Democratic policies.
For no reason. Apparently, investment in the infrastructure of high-speed rail somehow leads down a slippery slope to the Holocaust. And I don't understand that train of thought.
I don't understand any of that train of thought. And again, while we sometimes like to use extreme examples to go and prove our points, I think if you're going to go there, there's several people who have said whoever brings up Hitler first is the one who loses the argument, because you can't come up with any other better comparisons or any other better arguments. And two, it's, you know, frankly, when I've used it, it's because I didn't think well enough about my subject to go and come up with a better argument or a better situation. So, again, it's stupid that we have to go and bring this up. But again, we have literal Nazis holding rallies and marching down the street.
Yeah.
So that's about that.
that's where we are now.
Don't cheat is the first part of the show. And, don't use Holocaust comparisons, because it cheapens the victims of that.
Yeah. And this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. If you'd like to listen to any of these previous great shows, you can check out the podcast of every single episode at devilradio927.com. We did have a little bit of a hiccup with the podcast yesterday, but they're back up, so you can go check them out. Listen.
Yeah, weird bug happened. Episodes.
Weird bug.
That was interesting. And again, Luke and I have several jobs. We started the show talking about the bugs that we were fixing at the beginning, and we talk about the bugs that we're fixing at night. And sometimes it happens out of nowhere. 4 o'clock last Friday, at least three things went wrong with no changes whatsoever.
Yeah, but it's not just our radio station. I was listening to a radio station that I frequent in the morning on my drive-in the other day, and their station was down.
I listened to a 50,000-watt station that's heard from here till forever, and they still have technical issues from time to time, and I can go and, okay, I hear that, okay, great, all right. So, these things happen. But the important thing is, unlike, legislative Republicans, we are actually working to try and solve the problem, rather than saying, what you're hearing is no, we're not off the air. Your radio is off. It's wrong. You're wrong.
We're gods of science, and we figure out this radio station every single day, Brian. You've been listening to Dueling Tangents. We got the Devil's Advocates up next. Stay tuned. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. Mike's up next.